ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، after some thought I decided that inshallah for the time being I'll put the subject of loving the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam on hold and go to another subject that is of interest to me right now, and it is not too far from the other subject, and that's the subject of Ubudiyya, and that's from the book by Ibn Taymiyyah titled Al-Ubudiyya, or a booklet, you can call it, by Ibn Taymiyyah, that's called Al-Ubudiyya, or servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true servitude. And it is one of the finest things that Ibn Taymiyyah wrote, and it's considered as a reference and a foundation for the understanding of this important subject, the subject of being a true abd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And
it's in Arabic.
Yeah, it is in Arabic, and part of it, well, actually it has been translated, as far as I know. The only translations available are, there is a translation by some of the Orientalists, and then there was a translation done by some brothers from Dar al-Hadith, Abdullah Makawi and Jamil Pavlin, but they only translated the first part, half of the book, and they never did the other half. So inshallah, what I'm hoping is to cover the whole thing in some meetings of those from a book that includes an explanation of Al-Ubudiyya by a professor at Al-Iman University in Riyadh, and his name is Abdul Aziz Al-Rajihi. So inshallah that will help us, even though mostly you'll be going over the actual text of Al-Ubudiyya and commenting on it as needed. Okay, so he says, the booklet starts by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And then it says checking this, whether the VLX is on or off. Oh, here's some more switches. Okay. It says, after this, قال شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله تعالى, شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله تعالى, may Allah have mercy on him, said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نستعين. With the name of Allah, the mercy and the mercy. وبه نستعين, and with him, from him we seek help. And then he started with خطبة الحاجة, that we usually, we just started our talk now with which is إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Verily, pray all praises to Allah. We praise Him, we ask Him for forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and from our bad deeds. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. Whomever Allah guides, no one can misguide, and whomever He misguides, no one can guide. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I testify that there is no true God except Allah alone without any partners, and that Muhammad is His servant and messenger. أما بعد, and what follows? And this, what follows here, the next few lines, is not from the saying of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, obviously, as we will see. So what I'm guessing is that probably the first few lines that we read from Khutbat al-Hajjah came after what we... So Al-Ubudiyya was said, this booklet was given as an answer to a question to Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And you know, whoever was listening was writing quickly, so probably they wrote it in a sitting between Asr and Maghrib prayer, as he was his practice. Yeah, it's not a big book. I mean, this has links underneath. Half of his explanations. And Ibn Taymiyyah used to, you know, dictate to people, and they would write between Asr and Maghrib every day one or more kurras, which means booklet or notebook. So it's not unusual for him to give that much as an answer to a question. So what I'm saying is that what comes next is the question itself, and then the answer of Ibn Taymiyyah. So what I'm saying is that probably this in Alhamdulillah came part of the answer, which should be after the question. That's what I'm saying here in the way it appears in the book here. So it says that Shaykh al-Islam and the most important of important alam al-alam people, that is Nasir al-Sunnah, the protector of Sunnah, wa qami' al-bid'ah, the suppressor of bid'ah, Ahmad bin Abdul Halim bin Taymiyyah, Ahmad son of Abdul Halim, son of Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him, rahimahullah. Yeah. Su'ila, he was questioned about Allah saying, Ya ayyuhan nasu abudu rabbakum, O people, worship your Lord. Fama al-ibadah, worship your Lord. So the question was, what is worship? Ma al-ibadah, wa ma furu'uha, and what are its branches? Wa hal majmu' al-deen dakhilun fiha am la, and is the whole of deen, of the religion, does it all come under it or not? Wa ma haqiqatul ubudiyya, and what is the reality of ubudiyya, of servitude? وَهَلْ هِيَ أَعْلَى الْمَقَامَاتِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, and is it the highest of ranks in the dunya, in this life and in the next life? Well, so don't write here. وَلْيَبْسُطْ لَنَا الْقَوْلَ فِي ذَلِكَ, and if he may, that is Ibn Taymiyyah, explain this to us. يَبْسُطْ لَنَا الْقَوْلَ فِي ذَلِكَ. So that is the question. Now comes the answer of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, which, as I said, I believe it started with Khutbat al-Hajjah. Then he said, Al-ibadatu hiya ismun jami'un li kulli ma yuhibbuhu Allah wa yardah min al-aqwali wal-a'mali al-batinati wal-zahira. He defines ibadah to be, it's an encompassing name, ismun jami'un, for everything that Allah loves and is pleased with, of the sayings and deeds, both hidden and visible or apparent. Okay? فَالصَّلَاةُ وَالزَّكَاةُ وَالصِّيَامُ وَالْحَجُّ وَصِدْقُ الْحَدِيثِ وَأَدَاءُ الْأَمَانَةِ وَبِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَصِلَةُ الْأَرْحَامِ والوفاء بالعهود والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر etc. I'll mention the rest. So he started giving examples of acts of worship or ibadah. He says, thus, the prayer, zakah, siyam and hajj, being truthful in speech, in giving the trust to the people who entrust you, being good to the parents, being good to the relatives, fulfilling the covenants, enjoining good, forbidding evil, والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر والجهاد للكفار والمنافقين والإحسان للجار واليتيم والمسكين وابن السبيل والمملوك من الآدميين والبهائم والدعاء والذكر والقراءة وأمثال ذلك من العبادة. And also fighting and striving against the kuffar, the disbelievers and the hypocrites, being good to the neighbor and to the orphans, to the orphans, to the poor, to the wayfarers, to the slaves of the human beings, to the animals, supplication, dhikr, reading Quran and so on. All of this are acts of worship. Now, as you see, all of what he mentioned so far are what? Apparent or hidden deeds? Apparent deeds. These that we do, and everybody or people who watch us, they can see them. How about hidden? He said, وكذلك حب الله ورسوله وخشية الله والإنابة إليه وإخلاص الدين له والصبر لحكمه والشكر لنعمه والرضا بقضائه والتوكل عليه والرجاء لرحمته والخوف من عذابه وأمثال ذلك هي من العبادة لله. Okay. He said also, loving Allah and His Messenger, fearing Allah, turning to Him, and having sincerity in the deen for Him, being persevering in regard to His decree, being thankful towards His favors, or grateful in regard to His favors, accepting His degree, relying on Him, expecting and hoping for His mercy, fearing His punishment, and so on. All of these are acts of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he gave examples of apparent deeds, and then he gave hidden deeds, which are the deeds of the heart, as we were discussing in the other book. وذلك أن العبادة لله هي الغاية المحبوبة له والمرضية له التي خلق الخلق لها. So first he told, he defined ibadah as being an encompassing word that covers everything that Allah loves and is pleased with and accepts of deeds. Okay? Now he's saying that is because ibadah is al-ghayatul mahbubatu lah, is the goal which is beloved to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allati wal-mardiyatu lah, and that he is pleased with. التي خلق الخلق لها, for which he created. كما قال الله تعالى, as Allah تعالى said, وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون, and I have not created the jinn, human beings, but to worship me. وبها أرسل جميع الرسل كما قال نوح لقومه اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. And it is the command by which he sent, or with which he sent all of the messengers, as he said to Noah, as Noah said to his people, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ, worship Allah, you have no God but Him. وَكَذَلِكَ قَوْلُ هُود وَشُعَيْبُ وَغَيْرُهُمْ لِقَوْمِهِمْ. And similar is the saying of Hud and Salih and Shu'aib and others to their people. And وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هَدَى اللَّهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الضَّلَالَةَ. Which means, verily we have sent to every nation a messenger telling them, worship Allah and avoid or stay away from taghut, from anything that causes you to transgress. So among them are those whom Allah guided, and those who, upon whom the misguidance was established. So some good, some bad. And Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَّا لَفَعْبُدُونَ. We have not sent before you a messenger, but we inspired him or revealed to him that there is no true God, no true deity except me, so worship me. And Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُونَ. This, which means the nation of everybody, all the messengers. He's telling all the messengers that you are all one nation. You are all one nation, from the first messenger to the last messenger. أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. This, verily, this is your nation, a unique nation, one nation. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ. And I am your Lord, worship me. So Allah is telling all the people to worship him. And as he said in the other ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَأَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ. Which means, all messengers, eat of the good things and do good deeds. Verily, I am knowledgeable about what you do. So, doing good means worship. So, what he's telling then here, the summary of this, is that all the messengers came with the same message, which is to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is the thing for which everybody was created. For what reason? To worship Allah, right? And all the messengers, from the first one, from Adam, till the last one, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them told people, worship Allah, you have no God, no true God except Him.
That's what makes our religion truthful then.
Alhamdulillah. وَجَعَلَ ذَلِكَ لَازِمًا لِرَسُولِهِ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ كَمَا قَالَ. And Allah also made that an obligation on His Messenger until death. That is to worship him. كَمَا قَالَ, like as he said, وَعْبُدِ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord until the truth, or the yaqeen, he says here, the certitude comes to you. And this yaqeen or certitude means death, certain thing that you will taste. So keep worshipping your Lord until a yaqeen comes to you.
Is yaqeen referring to when reality of ghaib?
No, that is what the Sufis say. But this is not true. Yaqeen means the certitude of death, the certainty of death. وَبِذَٰلِكَ وَصَفَ مَلَائِكَتَهُ وَأَنْبِيَاءَ. So, and this is how he described his prophets, his angels and his prophets. What is that? That they worship him. So he said, وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To him belongs all what's on the in the heavens and on earth, and those who are with him, وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ, in his presence, those who are in his presence, لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ. They are not haughty from worshipping him, which means they do not reject to worship him. وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ. And they do not feel bored or tired with it. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. They continue to make tasbih, to exalt him, day and night, without being tired or slackening from doing that. And Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيُسَبِّحُونَهُ وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ. Which means those who are with your Lord, they do not reject or they are not haughty from worshipping Him. Rather, they make tasbih for Him, they exalt Him, and they make sujood for Him. So Allah praised His good servants as being those who worship Him continuously without being tired of it. On the contrary, He blamed those who do not worship Him and who reject or who are arrogant from worshipping Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakallah khair. Alhamdulillah. So he said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دَعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Which means, your Lord have said, invoke me, I will respond to you. Verily, those who are arrogant from worshipping me will enter into the hellfire securely, which means for sure, certainly. And he described the best of his creatures by being his slaves or his servants or those who offer ibadah to him. So he said, عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. In the Jannah and the hereafter, there is a ayn, a source of water, from which the ibad, the servants of Allah, those who do ubudiyyah, who are abd to Allah, drink from it, and yufajjir, it's like like when the water is exploding or it's coming out, so gushing out, so it gushes out for them. And he said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the servants or the ibad of Ar-Rahman, those who offer worship to Ar-Rahman and who walk, they walk on the surface of the earth easily. And if the ignorant speak to them, they say to them, سَلَامًا, peace. And when the shaytan said, Rabbi bima aghwaytani la uzayyinanna lahum fil ardi ajma'in, when my Lord, because of what you have, that's fine, inshallah, yeah. My Lord, because of what you have tempted me, you have caused me to deviate, he's addressing his Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal, in a very arrogant way. He says, because of that, I will decorate the earth for them, and I will tempt all of them to deviate them from your sin. So, then he made an exception for those who offer the true ibadah to Allah. He said, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, except your selected, your chosen ibad, servants. So Allah Azza wa Jalla answered him by emphasizing, قَالَ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ عَلَيَّ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Allah said, this is a straight path upon me, for me, that is, I will make this a law. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَوِينَ. Verily, my servants, you have no power over them except those deviant ones who you.
مُخْلَصِين means who are sincere.
مُخْلَصِين means chosen, not مُخْلِصِين. مُخْلَص. مُخْلَص means, السلام, means that he has been selected and purified by Allah Azza wa Jal.
And purification, not the wudu.
No.
Cleans off.
No, means Allah, took them out, selected them, chose them, أخلصهم لهم, made them pure for him. And he mentioned the angels by being ibad, by being those who offer worship to him, by, as he said, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ ارْتَضَى وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ. Which means they said Ar-Rahman, the merciful or the bestower of mercy, has taken a child, that is, he has a child. And they were referring to the angels. So Allah responds to them by saying, بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ. No, it is rather, they are rather honored ibad, honored servants. The angels are honored servants. They are not children of Allah. لَا يَسْبِقُونَ بِالْقَوْلِهُمْ بِأَمْرِ يَعْمَلُونَ. They cannot say anything before he tells them, and they act upon his command. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. He knows what is in front of them, what is behind them, and they cannot offer make shafa'a, which means intercede, except for those whom he accepts, and they are afraid of his fear. They are mushfiqoon, which means they are like scared or apprehensive because of their fear of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا لَقَدْ جِئْتُ شَيْئًا إِدًّا. And then he says after a few ayat, إِن كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آيَاتِ الرَّحْمَنِ عَبْدًا. They said that Rahman has taken a child. Allah Azza wa Jal says, this is indeed a very big atrocity what you are saying. And then afterwards he says, verily everything in the heavens and on earth will be coming before Ar-Rahman as a servant, as a slave. And Allah Azza wa Jal said about Al-Masih, about Jesus, to whom the Christians have attributed divinity, and that he is the Son of God. Allah Azza wa Jal refutes that by saying, "In huwa illa abd, an'amna alayhi wa ja'alna mathala bani Israel," which means he is only a servant or a abd, a person who worships Allah, whom we have favored and made him as an example for the children of Israel. Because of which, ولهذا قال النبي في الحديث الصحيح لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى عيسى بن مريم إنما أنا عبد فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله. Which means that is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the authentic hadith, do not overpraise me like the Christians have overpraised Jesus the son of Mary. I am only in a servant or a abd. So say the abd of Allah and his messenger. And وَلَقَدْ نَعَتَهُ اللَّهُ بِالْعُبُودِيَّةِ فِي أَكْمَلِ أَوْ أَحْوَالِهِ فَقَالَ فِي الْإِسْرَاءِ سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا وَقَالَ فِي الْإِيحَاءِ فَأَوْحَى إِلَى عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى وَقَالَ فِي الدَّعْوَةِ وإنه لما قام عبد الله يدعوه كادوا يكونون عليه لبدا وقال في التحدي إن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله. So he is saying Allah Azza wa Jalla has described his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم by being a abd of him. He described him with ubudiyya in his most perfect situations, in his best situations, in the best situations of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah described him as being his abd, such as when he made Isra from Mecca to Jerusalem. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Subhana alladhi asra bi abdihi layla, which means, glorified or exalted be he who has taken his abd, his servant, on the night trip from Al-Masjid al-Haram and Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, from Al-Masjid al-Haram in Mecca to Al-Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem.
On the same night he went up.
So he said, Subhana alladhi asra bi abdi. He used the word abd, which means servant. And in regard of wahi, of revelation, he said, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. And he revealed to his servant. He said, what means, and verily, when the abd, when the servant of Allah, again, the word ibadah or awudiyah, when the servant of Allah stood up, calling to him, they fell almost like layers on top of him, which means they came to him in big crowds, the people, to stop him. When he was making da'wah to Allah, the disbelievers wanted to stop him totally from making the da'wah. And in terms of challenging the people, وَقَالَ فِي التَّحَدِّي إِنْ كُنْتُ فِي لَمِنَ زَلْنَا الْعَبْدِيَ فَأَتُبِسَ مِنْ مِثْلِي. He told the disbelievers, if you are in doubt of what we have revealed to our abd, to our servant, then bring one surah of similar to it, and then call upon whomever you will or you wish instead of Allah. So he was challenging them to do that, and he used that which we revealed to our abd. فَالدِّينُ كُلُّهُ دَاخِلٌ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ. So he goes back to re-emphasize that all of the deen, فَالدِّينُ كُلُّهُ دَاخِلٌ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ. Thus all of the deen comes under ibadah, all of the deen of Islam. And if you remember, this was one of the questions that the guy, whoever asked him, has posed, that is everything in the deen, does it all come under ibadah? And he emphasizes that yes, everything in the deen comes under ibadah. وَقَدْ ثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحِ أَنَّ جِبْرِيلَ لَمَّا جَاءَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي صُورَةِ جِبْرِيلَ في سورة الأعراب وسأله عن الإسلام قال الإسلام تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. It has been confirmed in the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, that is, that Jibreel, when he came to the Prophet ﷺ in the form of a man of the Arabs, he asked him about Islam, and his answer was, Islam is that you testify that there is no true God except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Also you establish the prayer, give the zakah, and fast in Ramadan, make pilgrimage to the house if you can get to it. Then he asked him, قَالَ فَمَا الْإِيمَانِ. He asked him about Iman, and he said, قَالَ أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. He told him, it is to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the resurrection after death, and you believe in Qadr, in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khayrihi wa sharri, whether good or bad. Qala fama al-ihsan. Then he asked him about ihsan, and he said, ihsan is to worship Allah as if you see Him, because even though you do not see Him, He sees you. Then at the end of the hadith, he said, هذا جبريل جاءكم يعلمكم دينكم. dinakum. So at the end of hadith, after all these things and after the man left, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companions that this was Jibreel and he came to teach you your deen. فَجَعَلَ هَذَا كُلَّهُ مِنَ الدِّينِ. So he made all of this as part of the deen. And all of this is ibadah that we are talking about.
As far as qadr goes, if, you know, everything happens in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree, and about the sad things or bad things or hardships, if a person, what happened in the past is real bad and gets sad and mourn about it and complains about it, is that against the act of worship, or should be patient instead and expect and hope good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Well, it depends on what is the thing that he, what kind, what's the degree of sadness? If the sadness is something that would stop the person from doing his obligations, from performing his obligations, then it is haram, of course. But if it is some feel of, you know, remorse and sorrow for something that happened that could have been better, then that's okay. I mean, one cannot control it, and as long as it does not conflict with one's acts of worship, with one's submission to Allah Azza wa Jal, then it is okay, it's acceptable, and sometimes it's even praiseworthy. Like somebody did something wrong, evil, and later on he feels sad for it, he regrets doing it. So this is something good.
But I meant if something happened because of not my action, something happened with bad luck, some losses, some...
Well, bad luck is...
Heartache.
Okay, bad luck is... it could mean something wrong and it could be something
bad
right.
Experiences without my actions.
Okay, if we mean by bad luck that something happened or by coincidence without Allah's planning it, then this is haram. This is a prohibited kind of belief, because everything is planned by Allah. And if we mean by that the sequence of things was not favorable to the person, but it is all planned by Allah, then this is acceptable meaning. But if this is what you mean, then it's something that happened in the past that causes the person displeasure, which is an affliction, then a person has to be patient and accept it, be satisfied. It doesn't mean that he's happy about it. To be happy about an affliction, that requires a very strong iman. And that is like the iman of the prophets, who, when they were afflicted, they would say, they would be happy because they know that this is a sign that Allah will be raising their ranks and removing their sins. So, as it said about them, كَانَ أَحَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ أَشَدُّ فَرَحًا بِالْبَلَاءِ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ بِالرَّخَاءِ. The one of them used to be more pleased with affliction, with tribulation, than you, the one of you, would be pleased with easy life. But this, not every person has this ability and this level of iman, but at least the person's iman, the affliction to which a person is subjected should be received with submission to Allah, with patience. But that doesn't mean that the person is happy about it, because I mean it's usually something painful. Yeah. So he continues by saying, والدين يتضمن معنى الخضوع والذل يقال دنته فدان أي أذللته فذل ويقال يدين الله ويدين لله أي يعبد الله ويطيعه ويخضع له فدين الله عبادته وطاعته والخضوع له. Now he's explaining what is the meaning of deen, and then next he will explain what is the meaning of ibadah and how it is related to the meaning of deen. He says deen, the word deen encompasses or includes the meaning of submission and humility. Deen means submission and humility. So you say dintuhu, which means fadana, which means I have humiliated him or subjugated him, and he became submissive to me. And you say yadinu Allah wa yadinu Allah. Somebody submits to Allah by either yadinu Allah or yadinu Allah, which means he worships Allah and obeys him. فَدِينُ اللَّهِ عِبَادَتُهُ وَطَاعَتُهُ وَالْخُضُوعُ لَهُ. Thus, the deen of Allah, or for a person to offer the deen to Allah, means to worship Him, obey Him, and submit to Him. This is the meaning of deen. وَالْعِبَادَةُ أَصْلُ مَعْنَاهَا الذُّلُّ أَيْضًا. أَصْلُ مَعْنَاهَا الذُّلُّ أَيْضًا. Ibadah, the origin of its meaning is also humility, submission. يقال طريق معبد إذا كان مذللا قد وطئته الأقدام. You say a road which has been made معبد, that is with ibadah, it is with تعبيد, which is from the same origin عبادة. It means it has been made مُذَلَّلَ, which means easy to walk on, which means it has been humiliated by walking over it again and again, because the feet have stepped on it once and again and again. لَكِنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ الْمَأْمُورَ بِهَا تَتَضَمَّنُ مَعْنَى الذُّلِّ وَمَعْنَى الْحُبِّ. However, ibadah, the act of worship, about which we are commanded, or with which we are commanded, does not only mean humility, it means more than that. تَتَضَمَّنُ مَعْنَى الذُّلِّ وَمَعْنَى الْحُبِّ. It includes the meaning of both ذُل, humility, and love, وَمَعْنَى الْحُبِّ. فَهِيَ تَتَضَمَّنُ غَايَةَ الذُّلِّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى بِغَايَةِ الْمَحَبَّةِ لَهُ. عليكم السلام. So it includes the ultimate submission to Allah Azza wa Jal, together with the ultimate love to him, for Him. Okay. So what is ibadah? Ultimate submission and ultimate love together. فَإِنَّ آخِرَ مَرَاتِبِ الْحُبِّ هُوَ التَّتَيُّمُ وَأَوَّلُهُ العلاقة لتعلق القلب بالمحبوب ثم الصبابة لانصباب القلب إليه ثم الغرام وهو الحب الملازم للقلب ثم العشق وآخرها التتيم يقال تيم الله أي عبد الله فالمتيم المعبد لمحبوبه. So now he's telling some linguistic meaning that the highest levels of love is in Arabic we use the word tatayyum. Tatayyum, tatayyama means he is totally gone in love, he is totally consumed with love. He says, and the first beginning, the lowest levels of love is a relationship. We say in Arabic ilaqa. Ilaqa means like relationship, but it has a reason for, or a derivation, ilaqa from aliqa, attachment, that the heart becomes attached with the beloved one. That is ilaqa. Thumma sababa. Sababa is a stronger form of inclination. Linsibab al-qalbi ilayh, because that means that the heart is inclined towards the beloved one. Thumma al-gharam. Then gharam, another level of love, which is the love that becomes consistent in the heart. Al-hubb al-mulazim al-qalb. ثم العشق. عشق means a kind of love that makes a person like drunk, in a drunken state, in a state of unawareness. ثم وآخرها التتيم. And the highest levels of love is التتيم. Is التتيم يقال like devotion, you can say, or adoration rather. يقال تيم الله أي عبد الله. تيم الله the same in Arabic like عبد الله. فالمتيم المعبد لمحبوبه. And the one who is mutayyam, who is affected by tayammum, by adoration, is the one who is مُعَبَّد لِمَحْبُوبِ. He is subjugated to and under the power, the influence of his beloved one. وَمَنْ خَضَعَ لِإِنسَانٍ مَعَ بُغْدِهِ لَهُ لَا يَكُونَ عَبِدًا لَهُ. If someone is subjugated to another one without even though he hates him, you cannot say that he is a abd of that person, that he worships that person. Okay, so like, you know, if there is a an oppressive ruler or an oppressive employer and boss, and somebody has to submit to him and do as he says, that doesn't mean that he is worshipping him, because worship carries an additional meaning. What is the additional meaning? Love. So it carries the meaning of love as well, not only submission. Submission plus love. وَلَوْ أَحَبَّ شَيْئًا وَلَمْ يَخْضَعْ لَهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ عَبِدًا لَهُ. On the other hand, if someone loves another one but he does not submit to him, you cannot say that he worships that one. كَمَا قَدْ يُحِبُّ الرَّجُلُ وَلَدَهُ وَصَدِيقَهُ. Just like a man would love his son or his friend, that doesn't mean that he worships that son or friend. وَلِهَذَا لَا يَكْفِي أَحَدُهُمَا فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Thus neither of the two is sufficient to make it a worship for Allah in regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ يَجِبُ أَن يَكُونَ اللَّهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَى الْعَبْدِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Rather, it must be that Allah is more beloved to the abd than everything else. كُنَ اللَّهُ أَعْظَمَ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And that Allah would be greater for him than anything else. بَلْ لَا يَسْتَحِقُّ الْمَحَبَّةَ وَالْخُضُوعَ التَّامِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And rather, no one deserves the complete love and complete submission except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وكل ما أحب لغير الله فما حب أو كل ما أحب لغير الله فما حبته فاسدة. Whatever is loved to other than Allah, for other than the sake of Allah, then that is an invalid or a wasted love. وما عظم بغير أمر الله فتعظيمه باطل. And whatever is glorified without Allah's permission, then that glorification is baseless and useless. So glorification, when you glorify someone, it means you are submitting or humiliating yourself before that someone. The more you glorify someone, the more you are making the space between you and him. He is much higher than you, and no one truly deserves that except Allah Azza wa Jal. And anyone or anything that is glorified or praised without the permission of Allah, then such a praise and glorification, such a submission from us to that person or that thing is invalid and unacceptable. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. Which means, say, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your wives and your tribes or families and a wealth or the wealth that you gathered and the trade that you are afraid, the business that you are afraid that it will lose if you do not tend to it, that is, وَمَسَّاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَا, and dwellings that you are happy with, if all of these things which are the possessions of the world, of the worldly life, if all of these أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ are more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger, and striving in His way, وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Then wait until Allah's command comes, which means Allah's command to punish you, or to replace you by better people. فَجِنْسُ الْمَحَبَّةِ تَكُونُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ كَالطَّاعَةِ. Thus, the meaning or the origin of love should be directed to Allah and His Messenger, just like obedience. فَإِنَّ الطَّاعَةَ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَالْإِرْضَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. Obedience should be directed toward Allah and His Messenger, and pleasing should be directed also toward Allah and His Messenger. One should seek to please Allah and His Messenger. وَاللَّهُ as Allah says, وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَن يُرْضُوهُ. Allah and His Messenger are more worthy of being pleased than whatever those people, the hypocrites, were trying to please. وَالْإِيْتَاءُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. And also, giving should be for Allah and His Messenger. As he says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ رَضُوا مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Which means that had they been pleased by what Allah and His Messenger has given them. This is rida. Actually it should be irda here. Irda, the first one, and the second, rida. Rida should be pleasure or acceptance should be by what Allah and His Messenger give them. وأما العبادة وما يناسبها من التوكل والخوف ونحو ذلك فلا تكون إلا لله وحده. So he mentioned first that love in the previous paragraph. He mentioned love and obedience and pleasing and being pleased with should be the origin of these acts, should be directed to Allah and His Messenger. And His Messenger, of course, as what follows from pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla. So it's not an independent pleasing or obedience or love. It is something that follows from our supreme love, which is for Allah Azza wa Jalla, and supreme obedience, which is to Allah, and supreme pleasing to Allah, and so on. So he's saying that the origin of these acts are that they should be for Allah and His Messenger. And then once the origin is established, then you can have a love for someone else other than Allah and His Messenger. You can have obedience to other than Allah and His Messenger, but it should derive from that love and that obedience. However, for ibadah, this you cannot say the same. You cannot say the supreme ibadah or the basis of ibadah should be for Allah and His Messenger, and then whatever other ibadah should follow from that. No, ibadah is only for Allah. It cannot be shared by anyone else. وَأَمَّا الْعِبَادَةُ وَمَا يُنَاسِبُهَا مِنَ التَّوَكُّلِ وَالْخَوْفِ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ فَلَا تَكُونُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. As for ibadah and what agrees with it, such as reliance, such as fearing, and things like that, it cannot be but to Allah alone. As Allah said, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُولُوا شَهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. Which means, say, O people of the book, come to an equal word between us and you, that we worship none but Allah, and we join none with Him, and we do not take each other as gods. And if they refuse this, then tell them, bear witness that we are Muslims, that we submit to Allah. So the call that he made to the people of the book, that you worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ رَضُوا مَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ سَيُؤْتِينَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ سَيُؤْتِينَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ إِنَّا إِلَى اللَّهُ. Which means, had they been pleased with what Allah gave them and His Messenger, and said, حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ, sufficient to us is Allah. Allah will give us from His favors and His Messenger. We are seeking the pleasure of our Lord. إِنَّا إِلَى اللَّهِ رَغِبُونَ. فَالْإِتَاءُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِ. Giving is from Allah and His Messenger. And as Allah Azza wa Jal says, كَقَوْلِهِ وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the Messenger gives you, take it, and whatever he prohibits you from, then abstain from. So this shows that the giving can be from the Messenger, and the giving me the instructions, the guidance, can come from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أَمَّا الْحَسَبْ وَهُوَ الْكَافِي فَهُوَ لِلَّهِ فَهُوَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. He is referring to this ayah which says, had they been pleased or accepted, had they accepted what was given to them by Allah and His Messenger, and had they said حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ, it didn't say حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, the ayah did not say sufficient to us, for us is Allah and His Messenger. It said حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ, sufficient for us is Allah. Yeah, Allah only, because this is the ibadah. And then it says Allah will give us of His favors, and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam will give us. So al-hasib, which means sufficiency, is only for Allah. وَالْأَمَّا الْحَسْبَ هُوَ الْكَافِي فَهُوَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. As Allah says, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ. عليكم السلام. Those to whom the people have said, الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. So he says, الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Those to whom, and this is talking about the believers, those to whom the people, the other people, the weak hearted people, the hypocrites, told them, قد جمعوا لكم, إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم, the people, your enemies, قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ, have collected, gathered great troops against you, great numbers. فَخْشَوْهُمْ, so fear them. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, but that only increased their iman. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, and they said, sufficient is Allah to us, and He is indeed the best supporter. And Allah said also, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيِّ حَسْبُكَ اللَّهُ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O Prophet, sufficient for you is Allah and those who follow you of the believers. أَيْ حَسْبُكَ وَحَسْبُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اللَّهُ, which means sufficient to you and to those who follow you of the believers is Allah. And وَمَنْ ظَنَّ أَنَّ الْمَعْنَى حَسْبُكَ اللَّهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ مَعَهُ فَقَدْ غَلِطَ غَلَطًا فَاحِشًا. And whoever thinks that the meaning is sufficient is to you Allah and the believers with who follow you, they also sufficient are for you, then he has made a severe and very serious mistake. So the ayah means Allah is sufficient to you and He is also sufficient for those who follow you of the believers. So Allah is sufficient for everyone. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا, isn't Allah sufficient for His servant, which means sufficient as a supporter, as a helper, as a sustainer, as a Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is sufficient for His servant, and there's no need or no reason to turn to anyone else for any of our needs. وَتَحْرِيرُ ذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْعَبْدِ يُرَادُ بِهِ الْمُعَبَّدِ الَّذِي عَبَّدَهُ اللَّهِ فَدَلَّلَهُ وَدَبَّرَهُ وَصَرَّفَهُ. So the summary of this is that abd means المعبد, the one who has been subjugated by Allah Azza wa Jal. So subjugated him, he controlled him and he made him responsive to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the meaning of who is a servant, a true servant, submissive servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the meaning of abd. And inshallah we will stop here, and next week in